AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by CB Financial. Craig Barnwell feels the income is the outcome that matters. Call Craig at 620-208-6777 for a free consultation. CB Financial.
Hi, Craig Barnwell with CB Financial. I've been in retirement and wealth planning for over 25 years. I can help you get the most sustainable income out of your Social Security, your 401ks, your IRAs, and your brokerage account. When you know what's coming in this month, next month, and every month, you'll be able to enjoy retirement to the fullest. Give me a call to set up a free, no-obligation visit. Retire happy, retire with CB Financial. You can reach us at 620-208-6777.
KVOE Live and Local. Good morning. It is 826, 37 degrees, and we're very pleased to be joined on our Newsmaker 2 segment this morning by Messiah Lutheran Church Pastor Eddie Hosh, and to preview Messiah's annual Harvest Home Festival, which is just a little over a week away. Pastor Hosh, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Doing good. How are you?
So far, so good.
Well, a beautiful fall morning out there. It is harvest home time just about coming up on November 20th. Are things falling into place, Pastor?
They really are. We're very blessed this year. Things are moving after last year and all of the craziness that was 2020. It's good to kind of be able to fall back into figure out some new ideas and some old ideas.
Well, this is a big annual event for Messiah Lutheran Church, so I mentioned coming up November 20th, and the location will be?
The Anderson Building at the Fairgrounds.
All right. And
we'll be back at the Anderson Building this year, yep. Well,
that is good. That's good to hear. So what will the home festival entail this year, Pastor?
Well, we will have our usual. We will have our breakfast and our lunch counters, including our biscuits and gravy, and then chili and stuff for our lunches. We will have an auction of various items, a flea market, including our Christmas corner. Of course, we're going to have baked goods and jams and jellies, all homemade, and a silent auction this year as well. And we've added a 5K run, walk, or my favorite part, stroll.
Yeah, I like that too. Stroll around the Lyon County Fairgrounds. So let's see. Let's find out first how we can get signed up for the 5K. How does that work?
You can go to our website, messiahlutheran.org. On the very front page, you'll see information on signing up for our 5K. And on there, you'll also see if you'll be able to access a flyer, kind of talk about everything that will be there, as well as the organizations that we are supporting this year. So they'll be on our website.
So is the 5K a part of the Emporia Rec Center Super Series?
No, it is not
okay.
This year.
Not this year, okay.
But we're hoping that if we can get it, that we'll make that part of it for next year.
I'm sure they'd welcome you with open arms. There's no doubt about that.
Oh, I'm sure they will.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about the Home Festival. I know in years past, when it's been at the Anderson Building, this has been one big, big community event, and your congregation really steps forward. There's a lot of work that goes into this, isn't it?
There is. There's a lot of work in advance, you kind of have the idea that as you get closer, is everything going to be ready? Is everything going to be done? And it all just gels and comes together. We've got amazing community partners and people in the community who are members who will come forth and help in so many different ways.
And the list of stuff that you have for this event is, immense. Is the Anderson Building going to be full once again?
We will see. It's obviously our first one post, like I said, post 2020. I like to say post pandemic, but we all know we're not quite there yet. I think we'll see a good turnout. It also kind of doubles as a reunion of friends. People get together, they haven't seen each other for a while. They come out here and they grab, they kind of take part in the auction or whatever. And I think it will be a very well attended event.
Well, yeah, and I was referring to, too, you normally have a lot of stuff for people to purchase and see.
We've got plenty of stuff. We'll have our flea market that will be a kind of a free will, whatever you want to give for whatever you take sort of a situation. And then, there will definitely be plenty of stuff.
You mentioned there will be an auction. Is there a set time for that, Pastor?
The auction usually kicks off about 10. I would have, and or 10 or 11, I'm sorry. 10:30 or 11 is when the auction usually kicks off. I would have to double check on that, actually. It runs until, and we have a little bit of a break, but it's going to go, I believe the plan is until around lunchtime. So,
all right. And I know proceeds from this wonderful event benefits, you know, different organizations every year. Who will be the benefactors here in 2021?
Yeah, our benefactors this year, we're pretty excited. We include Flint Hills Humane Society, Habitat for Humanity, and Chari's Place.
Good. So a number of great benefactors that will, yeah, benefit from the Harvest Home Festival, Messiah Lutheran Church Harvest Home Festival, coming up on November 20th. So when will the doors open, Pastor Hosh?
The doors will open at 8 a.m.
8 a.m. So you mentioned breakfast.
Bright and early.
Breakfast will be on hand. You'll have lunch. And I know something else that is a hot item generally at the Harvest Home Festival, and that's the homemade noodles. Will they be available again this year?
Yes, they will. Actually, there will be homemade noodles. I forgot to mention that. Thank you. But yeah, there will be homemade noodles again this year, as well as jams and jellies and pies and breads and everything else.
Yeah, all homemade and all very good, very good stuff. And I just want to tell folks, if you're interested in the homemade noodles, I wouldn't wait around. I would try to get there early.
No. Yeah, we've also got one of our members that makes frozen pies, and those are some of our big items. Those and the noodles tend to go pretty quick.
Okay, so again, here's the date, Saturday, November 20th, Messiah Lutheran Church Harvest Home Festival. And again, log on to the Messiah Lutheran website. What's your website again, Pastor Hosh?
It's messiahlutheran.org.
I should know that. messiahlutheran.org. And you get the specifics on the Harvest Home Fest coming up November 20th. Have I missed anything here?
No, I think we're good. We welcome everyone to join us, and hopefully we'll be a blessing to those who come and to those organizations that we're going to support.
Sounds like it's going to be a great day. Pastor Hosh, thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you. Have a great day.
All right, Messiah Lutheran Church Pastor Eddie Hosh, previewing Messiah's annual Harvest Home Festival, coming up on November the 20th at the Anderson Building on the Lyon County Fairgrounds. KVOE Live and Local, good morning. It is 8:32, 37 degrees. Good morning.
It is Election Day. One of the closest watched races is happening in the Commonwealth of Virginia. Former Governor Terry McAuliffe is trying to get his job back as Republican Glenn Youngkin gets the backing of former President Donald Trump.
Youngkin has accepted Trump's support.